Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve Hom, the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, December 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, fewer Americans are giving money to charity. That decline amounts to 20 million fewer households donating to charity in 2016 versus 2000, researchers say. Turns out Americans' relationship with God may have something to do with it. Two, the Modern Era Committee voting into the Hall of Fame Southfield native Ted Simmons and late executive Marvin Miller, but Lou Whitaker, in his first year of consideration on this ballot, got just 6 votes, shy of the 12 needed for induction. The committee won't meet again until 2022. And number one, presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren has been an opponent of school choice, at least during this campaign and during her time as U.S. Senator. And now she says the burden should be on parents trying to fix public education, urging those who want options beyond failing schools to pay for improvements and services themselves. We'll have that audio coming up. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it. Monday, December 9th, as I said, all across the great state of Michigan. Always a pleasure to be in filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Coming up on this hour, we'll talk with Spiro Health Systems in just a little bit. Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. And from the Michigan Chamber, Rich Studley will join us here in hour two of the Steve Gruber Show as well. Talk about the budget process journey here in Michigan over these past weeks and, in fact, months as well. That's all coming up this hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. I want to focus here on Elizabeth Warren for a few minutes because there were two sound bites from Friday that I think might get lost, you know, through the weekend and shouldn't be. We'll come back to schools in a moment. But first, I want you to hear this. Someone asked Elizabeth Warren, I believe in Iowa, although I don't have that info right in front of me. She was at a bowling alley, and it was not because she was bowling. It was an event at a bowling alley. Someone asked her about her American Indian heritage, her Native American heritage. What happened with that? What do you have to say about that at this point? Here is Elizabeth Warren answering that question. Cut one.
Grew up in Oklahoma, and my 3 older brothers and I learned about our family, same way most people do, from our mom and from our dad. My family's very important to me, and that's why many years ago I sometimes identified as Native American. Boston Globe did a big investigation about this, about a year and a half ago. Never had anything to do with any job I ever got or any benefit. Even so, I shouldn't have done it. I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. And I have apologized for confusion I've caused on tribal citizenship, tribal sovereignty, and for any harm that I've caused.
All right, there's Elizabeth Warren. Remember the media just berating us for questioning her Native American bona fides? She released a DNA test, for goodness sake, not that long ago, with the sole intention of proving she was Native American. It turned out she was, you know, 1/1024th or whatever it was. And President Trump was vilified for calling her Pocahontas. It was racist. She was calling a Native American Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren in that clip, of course, admitting, no, she's not. She never was. The canard about her not using it for a job or benefit is pretty funny when you look back and see the places in which she used the Native American identifier. It was, of course, to further her job, further her career at Harvard, as Harvard Law, I believe. Well, I don't want to. Well, I'm going to pull back on that. I don't have that data in front of me or that quote directly in front of me about how she used it specifically. But I know there were instances in which it was used to sort of shine a spotlight where, you know, oh, she is the first person of color. She is the first Native American to do blank, right, listed on her resume. So she did use it in that way. But she is totally pulled back from it now, saying, no, it is not. I am not a Native American. I'm not a member of a tribe. Pulling back completely. Let's not forget for how long the media played ball for her advocated for her on that issue. And I must get this in. This is Elizabeth Warren talking with the NEA, I believe, in a to the NEA, talking about schools. Listen to Elizabeth Warren, how she talks about parents, how she talks about schools, and what should be done if you think your child might be in a school and you might want a choice. You might want to choose to send your child somewhere else. Listen to Elizabeth Warren here. Cut two.
And my question always was, if you don't like your public school, what's going to happen to the rest of the children who are there? Because we don't have an obligation just to a handful of our children. We have an obligation to all of our children. If you think your public school is not working, then go help your public school. Help get more resources for it. Volunteer at your public school. Help get the teachers and the school bus drivers and the cafeteria workers and the custodial staff and the support staff. Help get them some support so they can do the work that needs to be done. You don't like the building? You think it's old and decaying? Then get out there and push to get a new one. This is what a democracy is about. It's not about abandoning any of our children. It's about making our system work.
System work is how that ends. Elizabeth Warren, look, this is, you know, she starts with that old, if you can't help everyone, then don't help anyone, right? Which is so silly and so foolish. And then, of course, going on to essentially say, look, you're stuck. If I'm president, you're stuck. So you better get out there and do it yourself. Don't look to the government for choice. Don't look to the government to help improve these. Do it yourself. Raise money. Help out. Volunteer. You do the work. Which is just an incredible, incredible statement from Warren. She used to support school vouchers for children in failing schools. Then she received $2.5 million in campaign donations from the education industry, $70,000 from teachers' unions. So much is made about the NRA giving thousands to some candidates. You're bought by the NRA, bought and paid for. That doesn't come up here when Warren changes her tune on choice, on charters, after getting millions from the education industry. She's gotten some backlash on the campaign trail over her opposition to charter schools at an event in Atlanta. You had the interruption, and that's where she lied about where her kids went to school. If you recall, she said, no, my kids went to public school. Well, one did. The other was sent to a private school that costs, now it costs $40,000 a year. When her child went there, it was less, but still expensive, still out of the reach for most parents. School choice always has existed for those who can afford it. For Elizabeth Warren, who wants to send her child, her son, to a private school. What school choice means for the rest of us is we demand choice in everything, absolutely everything. You know, the Sprint-T-Mobile merger that attorneys general are objecting to because it might take competition out of the market. You might have only, three big companies, AT&T, Verizon, and the new T-Mobile. Well, in many areas, parents have one choice based on zip code for school. Should be demanding choices, more choices. Should be a major Republican campaign issue. If I were in charge, at least it would be. Scott Bertram on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.